So we're all moving to Shamati 129. The Shekhinah is the dust. You're fond of suffering. Then he said, neither they nor their reward about this beauty which wears off in the dust. Suffering is primarily in a place that is above reason, and the measure of the suffering depends on the extent to which it contradicts the reason. This is called faith above reason, and this work gives contentment to the Creator. It follows that the reward is that by this work there is contentment to one's Maker. That's the reward. However, in between, before one can prevail and justify his guidance, the Shekhinah is in dust. This means that the work by way of faith, called the Shekhinah, is in exile, in dust, cancelled in the dust. And he said about that, neither they nor their rewards. This means that he cannot stand the period in between. And this is the meaning of his reply to him, I am crying for this and for that. Well, there are many things about this. The words are such that, some is revealed, some is concealed. And, mostly they reveal the concealment. But let's somehow see. Oh, read, please.
Shamati 129, the Shekhinah in the dust. You are fond of suffering? Then he said, neither they know their reward. About this beauty which wears off in the dust. Suffering is that primarily in a place that is above reason. And the measure of the suffering depends on the extent to which it contradicts the reason. This is called faith above reason. And this work gives contentment to the Creator. It follows that the reward is that by this work there is contentment to one's Maker. However, in between, before one can prevail and justify his guidance, the Shekhinah, the Divinity, is in the dust. This means that the work, by way of faith, called Shekhinah, is in exile, cancelled in the dust. And he said about that, neither they nor their reward. This means that he cannot stand the period in between. And this is the meaning of his reply to him, I am crying for this and for that.
Questions?
No.
Well.
Can meet PT 9?
Yes, PT 9.
Can the whole class?
Can you explain the last sentence? That's what I'm crying for. What are they?
No. If we'll scrutinize the rest, then we'll understand what is the crying about. Tbilisi.
Скажите, Раф, ну так вот. Такой простой вопрос, а что же делать в это промежуточное время, кроме как плакать?
Oh, simple question. What to do at the middle time instead of crying? What he mentioned here.
Are you talking about this article or the previous one?
Нет,
this article.
Тут сказано промежуточное время, да, и заканчивается там.
Yeah, it's written that in the meantime...
that he doesn't discover the forces to be able to do something himself, but the crying in and of itself is something truly great. Crying is a sign of katnut, smallness, that he achieves his inability, his helplessness, powerlessness on the one hand. He also feels that he's small, so he feels that he is related, tied to the Great One, to the Great. And when he cries the Creator. And by that, he advances. Crying isn't a point where there's nothing left to do. But through crying, we achieve many things. Many things. If our work is in prayer, and only through pleading, only through prayer, can we get the forces from above. And only the forces from above can help us prevail. Then the crying that we apply, it is a sign of katnut. It is a sign that we have no forces. We have no hope of being able to do anything ourselves, but all of our hopes, we pin them on the upper, that we cry to him. So crying is something truly great. As it says, my soul shall cry There are many songs and states in spirituality that are called crying and the matter of tears in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Tears are those lights that can't dress in Masach and Or Chozer, in screen and reflected light. They're called Dmot, tears. And that's something truly great. And it also comes to correction. I'd say that all of our corrections eventually come from tears, because we need to discover about each and every detail how incapable we are of correcting ourselves, and to ask. The true request comes out of crying always. Crying is a sign of katnut and pertaining to the upper. So, when we discover divinity and dust, that the Creator is hidden, that His greatness is hidden, and what is revealed to us is the very opposite, that the dust, this is the matter of divinity and dust. So, of course, when we cry here, this means to cry for the destruction, the shattering of the holiness of the temple. Well, there are different names to it. So by that, we raise man. We apply a great request, and as a result, from above, we get forces. That's how it works. Okay, so let's... I think I saw PT25. Oh, okay, forget it. Let's go to Turkey 1.
Tinker, my friend is asking, can you explain the concept of Shekhinah?
Shekhinah, divinity, is called the tense will to receive, that all the desires to receive are joined together, and from that we wish to come to equivalence of form with the Creator. The willingness to receive the revelation of the Creator in order to bestow to the created beings is called Shekhinah. Network, the proper good network of connections between us as much as we can, according to our condition, according to our degree, that is aimed, directed toward the Creator, that in this network of connections, we're all interconnected. Connected, meaning that to some extent we treat each other correctly. And from that, from our connection, this is also how we relate to the Creator. that we want for him to clothe, and by that we will give him contentment. And so if this is how we connect between us, and as a result of our connection, we find the all in all, our general connection with the Creator, that's called Shechina. And from the Shechina comes the Shochen, meaning the Creator that is revealed and is clothed in it. This is our work, and this is what we yearn to come to.
Beseder. Tov. Ashkelon free.
It's written that the main suffering is above reason, and the extent of the suffering is a contradicting to above reason. Can you explain that sentence?
That we regret not being able to reveal spirituality within reason, this natural. Because reason, that is malchut, it's the will to receive, it's our vessel, that in this vessel we wish to receive everything. This world, the upper world, everything. When we rise above that, and we naturally regret not being able to receive in the vessels of reception, and we rise to the vessels of bestowal, then to the measure to which we nonetheless let go of the vessels of reception and become included in the vessels of bestowal, that we shift Malchut to the degree of Bina, then to the measure to which we raise it to Bina, correspondingly we can receive the revelation of the Creator according to the law of equivalence of form.
But why is suffering felt above reason? Why is it written that way?
I cross into the degree of Bina, to faith above reason, and then there I feel suffering. Could be that it's suffering as a result of leaving the Malchut and entering the degree of Bina. Could be that these are love pains, that I don't love the Creator yet, and this torments me, and that's how we advance. Everything is measured according to suffering and pleasure, and one cannot be without the other, or exist without the other. Both pleasure and also suffering, they are measured in the same kli, only without the intention and connection with the goal, or with intention and connection to the goal. Turkey 4.
Good morning, Rav. How can I have power to walk in faith above reason during the period of concealment?
With the help of the friends, with the help of the study, by trying to hold yourself in connection with them, even though that the connection with them has not yet become revealed as a spiritual system, but it still seems to you that you have a corporeal connection and only. Still, if you wish to keep yourself in that, and you believe in what Kabbalists write, that by that, that this is the way that you need to strengthen yourself and achieve your spirituality, then that's how you go. The main thing is to shift or cross from a particular feeling. Suppose in our condition, what do we need? We need to cross from our particular feeling to a general feeling, in the ten. That I don't measure myself, but I measure the ten. I don't feel myself, but I feel the ten. Do I ascend? No, the ten does. Or the ten descends, and not me. That all the time I put myself in the ten. I want to feel that I'm inside the boat. And this is how I advance in spirituality, and more and more. Otherwise, I have no chance of reaching spirituality. I myself am incapable of performing any spiritual action.
Belarus.
Belarus.
Рав, скажите, вот в статье написано, что о той красоте, которая...
In the article, it's written...
О чем говорится здесь?
About the beauty...
We'll work on that later. It's not important to us right now. He still regrets not being able to correct all of his desires to receive, but to only correct those that can be to bestow in order to bestow, but to receive in order to bestow, they're still at the bottom, on the ground, and afterwards they'll come. This is called the resurrection of the dead. Moscow when?
Да, спасибо. Обычно люди бегут от страданий, но наша работа не только.
I sometimes we run from the suffering, but our work is to face the suffering and take it as a renewing. And sometimes we say it's like the elder that bends down and searches, but I didn't lose anything.
So what's the question?
The question is. Is our work opposite to get inspired by this renewing?
Exactly. Well put. If I'm searching for the next degree, then I no longer feel any problem that I'm lagging something, that I lost something on the way, that it fell. Good.
Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Раф, вот так красиво сказано в тексте, вознаграждение состоит в том, что благодаря этой работе будет...
It's so nice in the text when it's written that the reward by this work will give contentment to his maker. So what is this work in the ten between the friends? Like you see our tents today.
We need to correct the network of connections between us so that our connection, according to its attributes, qualities, habits, will be similar to the qualities of the Creator, quality of the Creator. And the more we the tighter we become within our network of connection, the more we climb the ladder of degrees from here to the end of correction. This is what we need to do.
Barur?
Clear? Latin 2.
Muchas gracias, Rab.
Thank you, Rav.
Mi pregunta es, ¿cómo puedo relacionar mis sufrimientos internos y personales a la escena?
How can I connect the problem and suffering, my problems and suffering with the ten, without causing them sadness, without disturbing them that I'm crying from inside?
Take care of the connection and the ten. That you are the smallest of them all, and you want to keep them on your hands, to hold them in your hands. PT 29.
It's certain that the main suffering is above reason. Can I understand that? As much as we rise above our will to receive, there's more suffering.
There's more suffering. You add knowledge, you add pain, but that's how it is. Less and less corporeal and more spiritual.
Can I ask too? On Shamati articles, you gave us advice to summarize it in my words, the way I understand it. So let's say, I'm afraid that I don't understand this article. It's still worth trying to write.
Try to do it several times and see. Do you better understand, does it come any closer to you? And if you can't do it with this article, then leave it be. Continue with another one. Okay, friends, what are we doing now? We can't continue this way. We need to, nonetheless, maybe, what do you think? Are we going back to the preface or not? Because otherwise, you know, two short articles, we can talk about them for a week. So, what are we going to do? I'm asking you.
Do you want a survey?
I don't know. I'm in a situation where I have these study materials. On the one hand, there is preface and tests. And on the other hand, it's preferable not to study preface and tests formally, but that will feel what is he writing in the language of Kabbalah, not in the language of emotion like he writes here, but in the language of Kabbalah. And for us to understand these actions correctly internally, we still don't really have the ability to understand this internally, but nonetheless, somehow, maybe to try it. I don't know what to do. Okay, in the meantime, we have women internet. Oh, we need to allow them to ask.
From Ekaterinburg, how to discern between the crying of the ego that feels its limitation and the crying from lack of forces to connect with the Creator. Rav, they're both egoistic for now. That's why we supposedly think that it's spiritual, that we want to connect to the Creator. That is also an egoistic cry. And no more than that. But the main thing is connection between us. The Creator isn't up there somewhere above. To the extent that I'm close to my friend, I am close to the Creator, period. Nothing more than that. That's why look how far away you are from the Creator. Next.
Mach 3. How to turn corporeal suffering into love pains.
Love pains is that I don't have love. That I don't have love to the Creator. That's why I am really in a state,
a
helpless state. I must have love to the Creator, and love of the Creator I can only reach under the condition that I reach love to the Ten. Love to the Ten is only if I raise importance to the Ten, that I value them, that they're really between me and the Creator, and He is revealed in the Ten, not behind them, in them. Meaning as much as I appreciate, value, come close to a friend, to that extent, I am also towards the Creator.
Yes.
Another question about suffering from men and women. If in Bnei Baruch, we study Torah, why do we experience suffering? Because we're not studying correctly?
We're not realizing it correctly, and we also can't
Исварим шилану леана.
Exchange our suffering into pleasure. We're still in the will to receive. And we have no way to work with the will to receive in order to be still. Yes?
If we will correctly implement Torah, will we not feel the suffering by correctly being connected with the friends? Will we annul, cancel them?
To the extent that we're going from receiving to bestowing, to that extent, we rid ourselves of suffering, and then we have love suffering, that I don't have enough love. And to the extent that I discover or reveal love towards the friends and through them to the Creator, then I already reach the purpose of creation. To that extent, I feel the wholeness and perfection of all of reality, all of creation.
Thank you. That's it.
Okay, so, and what do we do?
What are the options?
The options are either we keep reading love of the Creator and love of man, or we have
the Ma'amar.
So let's finish this article. But maybe we should study the preface. What do people think?
Whoever wants love the Creator, please vote number one. If you want preface, number two.
Oh, today they want the preface more. Great.
Great.
So, preface.
So let's sing something first, and then preface.
Суждено, преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Together we can make the darkness bright. Соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели слиться с ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está. Step into the light.
we step into.